Coming up on this episode, we're going to talk about podcasting equipment. Eileen from BasicBlogTips.com, and I've been getting questions on my blog about the equipment that I use for my podcast. Well, first, I want to tell you that I get most of my equipment from B&H Photo. I just wanted to let you know that I am an affiliate of B&H Photo, but the reason I chose them to affiliate with is because they have some great prices. For example, here's the microphone that I use. I'm going to take the screen off of it. And it's the Samsung CO3U. And yes, it's a USB mic. I know a lot of podcasters like to invest in $500 mics. I don't think that that's necessary unless you have a professional recording studio and if you have the money to do it. But this mic is affordable. As I said, it's a USB mic and it runs for about $150. You get a kit with a stand so that you don't have to worry about when you bump into the mic. Like every now and then I make a little noise when I bump into the mic. But they have a stand for you, so you don't have to worry about that. It's a shock absorber. And that's a mic that I use. Now, with this mic, you have to make sure that the settings are done properly. And any mic that you have to find the sweet spot. And by that, I mean, where do you talk into the mic? How far does that mic need to be placed away from your mouth? And so once you get any microphone, play around with that, test it out a few times to find your sweet spot. Okay, the next thing that I want to talk about is the Logitech webcam. It's a Logitech HD Pro webcam C910. And it's a very nice webcam. What I like about it is that it'll zoom in and out on your subject so that you're always in focus on the webcam. Now, the last thing I want to talk about is software. And I do have a couple of different software products that I really like to use. And one of them is Screencast-O-Matic. I've done a video for Screencast-O-Matic before. And with Screencast-O-Matic, they have so many editing features. And you're probably thinking, well, why do you use a video recording software in order to record your podcast? Well, here's the trick. One of the editing features that they have in Screencast-O-Matic is export the WAV file so that you can edit the file. And that is how I am getting my podcasts done. And the sound quality for me has been improved since I've been using this two-step process. Because once I export the file, then I will go into a program called Audacity. You can get from sourceforge.net, and I'll be sure to put the links in the description for all of these products. But you can get Audacity and then you can do your editing if you want to cut out something or if you have some background noise that you want to take out, you can remove that in Audacity. And that's how I've been recording my podcast. So I use the Samsung USB mic. And if I'm going to use a webcam, I'll use the Logitech webcam. I use Screencast-O-Matic. And then if I'm doing an audio podcast, I'll export the audio, and that's also giving me the opportunity to add my musical background and add any other little clips that I may want to add. Or if I misspoke and I want to fix that, I can do that there. Then I will go ahead and convert that over to an MP3 file if necessary, or just upload it to one of my favorite podcasting sites like Audioboo or Mixcloud, and of course Spreaker, which is the best out of all of them. I'll talk to you soon. Don't forget, I'm at basicblogtips.com. See you soon. Peace.